Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here. This podcast is your 10-minute guide to one of the most important areas of your GCSE German exam, the themes. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel or OCR, all three exam boards organise their German specification around three big themes. And today we're going to break them down, give you the vocabulary and grammar you need, share the exam tips that examiners actually look for, and finish with a quickfire quiz to check what you've remembered. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Auf geht's! So first, let's talk about what the three themes actually are. Theme one is called Identität und Kultur, identity and culture. This covers your personal world, your family, your friends, your hobbies, technology, and German customs and traditions. Think about topics like, wie ist deine Familie? What is your family like? Or, was machst du in deiner Freizeit? What do you do in your free time? Key vocabulary for theme one, and I want you to try to repeat these after me. Die Familie, the family. Die Freundschaft, friendship. Die Freizeit, free time. Das Handy, mobile phone. Die Tradition, tradition. Feiern, to celebrate. Sich verstehen, to get on with each other. Now, theme two is lokale, nationale, internationale und globale Themen. Local, national, international and global areas of interest. This is the bigger picture theme. It covers the environment, poverty, global issues, tourism, and how German-speaking communities engage with the world. This is where you'll need vocabulary like die Umwelt, the environment, der Klimawandel, climate change, die Armut, poverty, die Globalisierung, globalization, recyceln, to recycle, schützen, to protect, nachhaltig, sustainable. And theme three is aktuelle und zukünftige Studien und Beschäftigung, current and future study and employment. This is about your school life, your ambitions, work experience and future plans. Vocabulary to know. Die Schule, school. Das Fach, subject. Die Ausbildung, training or apprenticeship. Der Beruf, job or profession. Das Praktikum, work experience. Studieren, to study at university, in der Zukunft, in the future. Now, here's the really important thing about all three themes. They apply to all four skills, listening, speaking, reading, and writing. You will meet these topics in every single paper. So learning this vocabulary isn't just helpful, it's essential. Let's talk grammar, because this is where marks are really won or lost. Examiners at GCSE are looking for three things in your writing and speaking. Range of vocabulary, accuracy of grammar, and crucially, use of different time frames. That means you need to use the present tense, a past tense, and a future tense. Let me give you a model sentence in each. Present. Ich lerne Deutsch, weil es sehr nützlich ist. I learn German because it is very useful. Past. Using the perfect. Letztes Jahr habe ich ein Praktikum gemacht. Last year I did a work placement. Future. Using werden plus infinitive. In der Zukunft werde ich Medizin studieren. In the future, I will study medicine. Notice how I used weil, because, in that first sentence. That's a subordinating conjunction. It sends the verb to the end of the clause. This is one of the most impressive grammar moves you can make, and examiners will reward it. Other useful ones? Das, that, obwohl, although, wenn, when or if. One more grammar point. Modal verbs. These are incredibly useful for talking about what you want, can, must, or should do. The key ones are können, can, müssen, must, wollen, want to, sollen, should, dürfen, may or be allowed to. They always go with an infinitive at the end of the sentence. For example, ich möchte in Deutschland arbeiten. I would like to work in Germany.
Right, now let's talk about what trips candidates up and how you can avoid those mistakes. Mistake number one, topic avoidance. In the speaking exam especially, some candidates try to steer the conversation away from topics they find difficult. Don't do this. Examiners are trained to spot it and it will cost you marks. Instead, prepare for every subtopic within all three themes. Mistake number two, over-relying on pre-learned chunks. Yes, prepare phrases and model answers, but make sure you can adapt them. If the examiner asks you something slightly different, you need to be flexible. Practice varying your answers. Mistake number three, false friends. These are German words that look like English words, but mean something completely different. For example, das Gift looks like gift, but actually means poison. Der Chef looks like chef, but means boss. Das Gymnasium looks like gymnasium, but means grammar school. Always double-check your cognates. Mistake number four, forgetting adjective agreements. In German, adjectives change their endings depending on the gender and case of the noun. For example, ein guter Freund, a good friend, masculine, eine gute Freundin, a good friend, feminine. This is worth practicing carefully. Mistake number five, not covering all bullet points in writing tasks. If a writing task gives you four bullet points, you must address all four. Candidates who miss a bullet point lose marks for communication, even if their German is otherwise excellent. My top tip, at the end of every writing task, go back and tick off each bullet point. And check your verb endings, especially the second person singular. Du lernst, not du lernt. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the question, pause, then give the answer. Ready? Question one. How do you say work experience in German? Das Praktikum. Question two. What does die Umwelt mean? The environment. Question three. Complete this sentence. In der Zukunft werde ich add a job or plan. For example, Ärztin werden, become a doctor. Question four. What is the German for although? Obwohl. Question five, true or false? Das Gift means a present or gift in German. False, it means poison. Brilliant work for sticking with me. Let's recap the key points. The three GCSE German themes are Identität und Kultur, lokale und globale Themen, and Studium und Beruf. They appear across all four skills. To score well, use three tenses. Include opinions with justifications, using weil and obwohl, use modal verbs, and watch out for false friends and adjective agreements. The best thing you can do now is cover up your vocab list and try to write down 10 words from memory. Then check. That retrieval practice is what actually makes things stick. You've got this. Viel Erfolg. Good luck. Tschüss.